This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Investigators are treating an incident at a Pennsylvania Trump rally as an assassination attempt. Details from VOA Steve Herman.
Authorities and media reports say one person in the crowd died and another was wounded, while the gunman, who was on a rooftop outside the venue, was shot and killed by the Secret Service. Trump raised his right hand toward his neck as shots rang out before ducking behind the riser. With blood on his face, he stood back up and raised his fist before Secret Service agents escorted him from the podium. A campaign spokesman says Trump was taken for a medical evaluation and he is fine. President Joe Biden, spending the weekend in his home state of Delaware, quickly condemned the violence.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
In an interview, this man, Chris Takach, says that he was in the area when the shots were fired.
Bullets rattling around the grandstand. One hit the speaker tower, and then chaos broke. We hit the ground, and the police converged to the grandstand.
The White House says that President Biden spoke with Donald Trump after the apparent attempt on the Republican's life. President Biden, who was in his home state of Delaware, is returning to Washington early in the wake of the suspected assassination attempt of former President Trump. Before Saturday's apparent attempted assassination of former President Trump, there have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy were shot and killed by assassins. President Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush survived assassination attempts as